Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On a beautiful Thursday, live from Nationals Park, alongside Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson, and you are listening to 106.7 The Fan. Lane Thomas of the Nationals is going to join us out here in the left field concourse at the Red Box coming up in about 10 minutes, 2.5 hours before, I guess an hour and a half before, his ball game at 4 o'clock. We got a shorty today, Nats Day Baseball at 4, so we are at the ballpark, not a cloud overhead on a blue sky, picturesque day, just immaculate. Good day to be at the ballpark.
Not too shabby. Knock off work a little bit, pretend you got a meeting. My buddy used to work in commercial real estate, would just sort of mutter to somebody, I'm showing a building, and then just leave and not come back for the rest of the day. Do that. It is gorgeous out here at the ad.
May 25th, 2023. A happy birthday in order for Darris Dameron.
Hey, there
he is. Our producer back on Half Street. 35 years young, working hard behind the scenes, all by himself in the studio today. Darris, how are you celebrating the big day all alone in studio while the three of us are at the ballpark?
I actually got my guy Toby Altizer here with me doing updates, so I'm not all alone.
Okay, good.
Yep. But thank you guys. I appreciate it. Of course, I'm rewarded with a short show on my birthday. How about that?
Oh, very nice. Yes,
that means a nice dinner is in order, I would think. To get the fellows to take you out for a nice steak tonight, huh?
That's the plan.
Darris, for your birthday, have you kicked anyone out of your Madden League yet? Just as an act of, like,
just
for something for you?
So I haven't kicked anybody out today, but
today.
As we discussed late last week, I did kick somebody out over the weekend.
He got kicked out.
Yeah. He was ahead of you in the standings?
He was ahead of me in the standings. That is correct.
Was he the only person in your division ahead of you in the standings?
No, there's another person ahead of me in the standings, but we're not kicking him out, though.
But there's one less.
Wouldn't want to be that guy, though. He'll be the next one kicked out. Happy birthday to Darris.
It's funny because he is associated with that guy that we kicked out. So,
oh, man.
It's possible.
Thank you for your hard work behind the scenes, as always. It is Thursday, and I know this the hard way.
Uh-huh.
So I have an appointment on Thursday this week. That's today. To go to the St. James. Because my wife, like, signed me up for this thing because I've been under the weather and I can't stop coughing and I'm always feeling like crap. She wants me to do, like, an IV drip. This is, like, the new noise. Do you know about this?
Oh, man. The in-shape people are doing this all the time.
So she signed me up at their, like, spa to go get an IV drip with a bunch of supplements.
Vitamins and anti-inflammatories and ginseng and all sorts of stuff.
It's going to make me feel better, she thinks, and whatever. So professional athletes are doing it. That's who should do it, probably. Not this tub of goo, but I'm going to go do it, whatever.
Nice.
So I signed up for a 10:15 appointment on Thursday this week.
Uh-huh.
And so I get this text today saying, like, you got to be here by noon or it's a no-show or something like that. And I see this and I'm like, oh, no. They put this in wrong. So I'm very upset and I call over there and I say, hello. And they're like, yes, how are you doing? Like, you got to get here by noon or else you didn't show up. And I was like, no, you guys are mistaken. My appointment is on Thursday. And they said, today's Thursday. And I said,
you hate to see it.
This is a quote. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. And they said, it's okay, don't worry. And then they were very nice. But I called them to give them the what for.
Right.
To tell them that you guys have screwed up. I signed up for Thursday. You're thinking I signed up for Wednesday.
With all due respect, I know what day it is, ma'am.
And she says to me, she's like, no, you had an appointment today at 10:15. I said, no. I have an appointment tomorrow at 10:15. She's like, I'm looking at it right here. It's 10:15 today. I said, nope, my appointment's on Thursday. And then she said, today's Thursday, sir.
Oh.
That was pretty embarrassing.
That's a trump card there. You know what I mean? Where it's like, nope, that's what today is.
Where do you go from here?
There's no coming back from that.
I am not a hero, but I did meet one last night. You may have seen this story.
This story's unbelievable.
At Grant H. Paulson, right here at Nationals Park. I was at the Nats game last evening. So are you familiar with the kind of the standing room areas in the concourse where you can – you're right behind the first level of seats, and you can just watch over with, like, a beer or food up on the little stanchion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm right behind section 113, lower level. The Nationals are in the middle of that four-run, bottom of the second inning. Alex Call had just belted a two-run double into the gap. Two runs have scored. He's celebrating at second base. I'm watching people scream and cheer and dance in the crowd. Really, really great moment at Nats Park. The person next to me, while everyone's kind of celebrating the double as part of this four-run rally, directly to my left, didn't know this person, kind of points over and says, somebody's in trouble. And I kind of look over about 20 rows down or halfway down the concourse, you know, the lower level in section 113. And I see a, I would say, not necessarily older, but like maybe 50s aged gentleman. And he is like doubled over. And there is a guy that's kind of running toward him that immediately starts just banging on his back. And I'm thinking there's a fight. And I'm seeing all of this at once, and there are dozens.
You're processing it.
Exactly. In real time, I'm kind of processing this thing, and there are dozens of people scurrying and panicking is how I would describe it. They're screaming. There's help, you know, go get someone, call 911, all, whatever they're yelling. There's people running up the steps, kind of all scurrying in different directions. You could see that there is a frenzy. There's like a, what would be the word, like a fracas?
Yes.
You know, like there's a lot going on. Meanwhile, this guy is like doubled over and someone's banging on this dude's back. And within a couple of moments, this all happens in a few seconds, I realize he's choking.
He's choking.
Because he's now doing the universal like hands on neck sign as he kind of comes up from being doubled over. And this guy pushes him back down and he is wailing on his back. This guy, it turns out, is about 6'5", 250. And I mean, he did like, if you're doing the motion of like swinging a hammer with like your fist closed and like the bottom of the pinky part.
Right, right.
He's doing that with like the wrist and like the forearm kind of on the back of this guy who is doubled over. 3-4 times. The guy's still choking.
Yeah.
And I'm now processing. There's nothing I can do. And I'm thinking, should I stop watching this? Am I going to see something tragic and awful?
Yeah.
This is horrendous. People are all scurrying in different directions. And now this guy starts giving him the Heimlich maneuver. Maybe this all took 30 seconds, 20 seconds, I can't tell you. But he gave him 3-4 thrusts, whatever it was. And then the guy, as we're all kind of watching in shock and horror, stands up and is now kind of much calmer and immediately just hugs this guy next to him. Starts hugging him as
unbelievable.
As if you know, he was about to be hit by a train in the tracks and he was kind of lifted up off the tracks. A few minutes later, this guy starts walking up. I end up talking to him. He is a firefighter from Kansas City, who's former military, who's a trained nurse. That's how he knew the Heimlich. He told me he basically just saw the guy, hopped a couple rows, went and gave him the Heimlich maneuver, saved his life.
Can you imagine?
Whatever he was choking on is now no longer
it's gone. Yeah.
In his throat. It's out on the ground. And this guy has completely saved his life. And it turns out someone's doing research on this guy. They Google him after the game. And this dude who saved this person in the middle of the four-run rally last night at Nats Park was in D.C. to get an award.
For heroism.
A National Service Award because he was part of an Amtrak-derailed train crash where the train landed on its side. He breaks through the door to get out of the train and immediately starts saving a bunch of people.
Unbelievable.
Like a movie scene, he's carving the number of people left on the train each time he goes in and gets another person with like an item on the side of the train. He saved a bunch of people. They're honoring him in D.C. last night for saving lives. He comes to the Nats game in section 113. Alex Call hits a two-run double. Dude starts choking. He gives him the Heimlich and saves his life.
That's unbelievable.
Craziest story I've ever seen. Also crazy, odd transition.
Yes.
Lane Thomas is on a friggin' tear.
How
and he
doing?
Joins us
What's
now
up, man?
On
What's
Grant
going
and Danny on
Good
site.
To see you.
Welcome to the show. I was just telling a crazy story about a hero I saw.
I kind of want like a summed up version. What happened there?
The cliff notes are, I'm celebrating Alex Call's double last night. Guy points over and says something bad is happening in the crowd. Fan is literally doubled over choking for like 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Dude just jumps a couple rows, gives him the Heimlich, saves his life.
Wow.
Turns out the guy was in D.C. because he saved a bunch of people in a train crash.
He's like in D.C. to get honored for being a hero.
And then, like, he just
real life superhero stuff.
Saves another person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that a show?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is really, really crazy. But we appreciate you coming up from the clubhouse.
Absolutely.
90 minutes before game time, before you got to get back in the lineup. What a run it's been for you, man. One of the best players in the league here in the month of May. You got to be feeling great. Average up to almost 300. Fourth in the NL with 6 home runs this month. What's gone right for you?
I think just trying to be more consistent at the plate with, you know, understanding who I'm facing and just getting comfortable, you know, taking that A swing and those plus counts. You know, I feel like a lot of the time, you know, you're worried about striking out or not getting the job done and all that stuff leads up. And then, you look up and you just took a good pitch to hit or, you know, so I think it's just going pitch by pitch and just understanding what situations I'm in and just letting it rip and counts that, you know, are well deserved to do that.
You had a streak last year where I think you hit like 8 home runs in like 4 at bats. You know, like
yeah.
Maybe around Cincinnati or something like
that.
Memory serves.
Absolutely.
Where you were just scalding. When you're in one of these, is it like, please don't talk to me? Like, everyone leave me alone just because you're so like kind of locked in. Like, can you feel it when you're this locked in?
No, I mean, I don't want to say yeah, but like, I feel like me as a player through my career, I feel like I've been, you know, a streaky guy, like what you're saying. Like, you know, one series I'm red hot, and then, you know, I get no hits the next series. So I was in the off season. I thought about that. I'm like, well, you know, how do I get out of that? Because I don't want to do that. I want to, like, at least move on to the next series and feel comfortable and not be so streaky. So, you know, that's all I can do is you know, get a routine and just stick to what I was talking about, just being more consistent in the approach aspect of it and doing some homework on guys and just being consistent with all those things.
Reached in a career-high 20 straight games and hits in 18 of his last 20. Lane Thomas, over that 20-game stretch, hitting .340 for the Nationals, now back at the top of the order. How on earth were you acquired in a trade for John Lester at 200 years old? I don't quite understand how that happens. Like,
you know, they don't let us in on that. So I just get told where to go and what to do. So, you know, I wish I could speak on that, but, you know,
but
I have no idea.
At the end of your time in St. Louis, like, you're in the big leagues, you're very young, you're playing in the outfield and contributing, and then they traded you for a pitcher that the Nationals were happy to no longer have pitching in innings. Like, I just wonder how these trades come together sometimes. How surprised were you when you got moved, and what do you remember about that?
In the Cardinals' defense, I feel like they do a really good job of developing young players, whether they are first-round picks or, you know, I'm really good friends with Tommy Edman. He was, like, I think a 10th-round or 12th-round pick, whatever it was. So we had a bunch of guys. It was like me and O'Neill and Bader and Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia and Patrick Wisdom. And you see all these guys that,
by the way, all those guys are studs right now.
I was in AAA with all those guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had Zach Gallen and Sandy Alcantara. And, I mean, think about that. At one point, we were all in AA, AAA together. So I think it was just a tough situation where they just pick different guys to move on from and give the other guys opportunity. So, you know, luckily I was able to come here and get some opportunity myself.
We're live in left field at Nats Park, and Lane Thomas is with us here on G&D. Have you noticed people are attacking you differently as you kind of go through? And I don't mean like verbally, like people like us.
No, yeah.
I mean like pitchers. You know what I mean? Like, have you noticed people are trying to respect you a little bit more because the pop is real and maybe they don't want to make more mistakes? Does that kind of work to your advantage a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've noticed, you know, in some plus counts and stuff that I would normally, you know, look for fastballs and stuff that I've had to adjust and maybe give the off-speed stuff a little more thought too. But, you know, I think that's part of it too, is if you get too guessy and stuff and you get away from, you know, what you're good at or what your approach has been when you're good, you know, that's I feel like when some of those struggles start to happen. So I just try to trust that I'm going to lay off the stuff. I should lay off and put a good swing when they make a mistake, because I think it's just as hard to throw it where you want as it is to, you know, hit the one you're supposed to.
Top 10 on the season in runs in the NL with 31, hits with 54, and 12th in batting average, .293. Lane Thomas on G&D. Coming into the season, on the outside looking in, we thought it's going to be a really long year. Part of a process. We're all signing up for this. We're okay with the build. But you guys have exceeded expectations. If you take the first week where you guys got kicked around a little bit out of the equation, it's .500 ball with about an even run differential. Are you surprised at all? And how, with a little bit less talent sometimes maybe than the guys you're going up against, have you guys been able to do that?
I think we all get along well. There's good camaraderie in the clubhouse. You know, I think those first two series were tough. I felt like besides one of those games, we were in most of them. And that's, you know, you could debate the two best teams in baseball or in that top five teams right now. So I think that would have been tough even if we had a lot more talent, like you're saying. But, yeah, I think we're all clicking right now. I think when everybody puts a strong at-bat together, I think we're a hard lineup to get through. I think you have a lot of guys that don't swing and miss and don't strike out a whole lot. And I think that's why – you know, down the stretch, I think we're going to, you know, hopefully keep winning games.
Do you want to run more?
Run as in, like, steal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, absolutely.
Is it – have you found that easier just yet? Or are you, you know, picking spots? Like, are you a green light guy whenever you feel like it? Or how is it working?
Yeah, I think that's something in my game, as my career's gone on, that I'm always like, man, I should get better at that. And as the season goes on, it's, you know, there's situations when there are times to run and time not to. So that's something I'm still getting comfortable with. I think, you know, like, I think I'm pretty fast. So that's something that – I could definitely improve on.
You guys have assaulted left-handed pitching. It's been crazy. I mean, when you got a lefty on the hill, and you were right at the, I think, the third in the NL with 20 hits against lefties, but specific to the team, when a southpaw's on the mound, you guys are right-handed, dominant in the lineup. Is that something known going into the game, that that's where you guys have kind of gotten fat and feasted a little bit?
Yeah, I think we have some, you know, we have some good switch hitters that don't strike out a lot. And I think when you consistently put the ball in play and have a lot of right-handed hitters, and you know, things have been going our way when those guys are on the hill, for sure.
You swung at a lot of first pitches against lefties, and I think you're. I heard a stat from TV last night, like 10 for 13 on those. Again, is that something where you're cognizant of an ambush, or like, is it just, you know, scouting report, guessing a little bit? Walk me through that.
Yeah, I just think in the past I've been a little too selective in certain situations. And, you know, I think if it's a good pitch to hit and it's a guy that I've seen before or something, that I'm comfortable going in and give myself a chance to hit something hard, even if it's the first pitch. So, yeah, I think that's something I definitely have changed the mentality a little bit, especially in the leadoff position, because I feel like you see a lot of guys, you know, take. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that have success. Like, I know Ronald Acuna, you know, he swings at it a lot, whether it's fastball or in the dirt or wherever, he swings at it. So, I just, you know, thought it'd be good to be aggressive, and especially off guys I've seen before.
Lane Thomas just walked up from the clubhouse to join us out here at the Red Box in the left field concourse out by Swizzler and CU Tater. There's no chance you've spent much time in this part of the ballpark. I don't even know, as a player, you probably don't, I don't know when the last time you went to a baseball game as a fan was. What's it like when you actually get out here from this perspective and kind of see what the fans see?
Yeah, I've done a few signings and stuff, but yeah, you're right. We don't really spend much time. It's even weird seeing, like, looking at the field from this angle. You know, I'm like, man, I play right over there, you know? So, yeah, that's definitely a perspective we don't get a whole lot. But it's cool, you know, just kind of throws you back when you're a kid watching your favorite players out there. So it's pretty cool.
What ballparks, major league-wise, did you grow up going to? What team were you rooting for? Who were your
My mom's side of the family is from Denver. And, you know, I was always a big Todd Helton fan just from Knoxville. It's because, you know, he played at Tennessee. So I went to a lot of Rockies games. I actually went to one of the last Red Sox-Yankee series in the old stadium. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, wild.
Yeah, so I was kind of a bandwagon, like, Jeter, you know, A-Rod fan when they were there. So, yeah, I went to Yankee Stadium, Red Sox, the Braves are close. Went to a few Braves games. So, yeah, mainly those three.
So, Grant, I think we might owe Lane Thomas an apology.
I was going to go here.
Uh-oh.
So, no, it's not an uh-oh. It's going to come out really good for
you. I swear we don't do this in every interview, by the way.
I know. It seems like we do.
I was going to bring it up if you weren't.
Yeah, so it happened. We talk about the handsomest athletes in D.C. all the time.
Oh, no.
Guys like Tom Wilson, okay?
I was literally thinking about his brown eyes. Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? I kind of wasn't ready.
I slept on you, bro.
Yeah, so it's we usually
so
Tom
have
Wilson,
Garrett
Corey
is
Kispert,
number one on your team.
And okay. Stone Garrett.
Yeah.
We need to start putting Lane Thomas in the conversation.
Yeah, but here's what's awkward.
Yeah.
We had Jake Irvin on a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And we told him he was in our top five.
There you go.
He's a good-looking guy. He's got the lettuce, whatever.
I like Jake Irvin fine.
Yeah.
He's not sitting here right now making eye contact with me. No. I'll tell you that.
It's the deep brown eyes.
It's what it is.
And it's the 5
there
o'clock shadow thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could keep the 5 o'clock shadow. I feel like I have a hard time keeping it the length I like. You know, it's either too
is
short
that a,
or it's
like
too
a
long.
Like a one guard, or what are you doing there?
I just use a little $10 Gillette. With just, you know,
you guys,
shave
do
it
you have rules on facial hair and stuff on the team?
You know, I've never been told, so I don't think so.
So you must not.
Yeah.
I feel like no Yankee knows that they don't have a rule. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But
they don't
know.
Have to get told, but they know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
For sure.
Yeah. Very good. So he's, where are we putting him?
We need that.
He's not ahead of Wilson or Kispert.
And that's not his fault.
No.
and it was also here, like, so it's awkward talking about him like that. But
I'll say behind Stone and ahead of Irvin.
I will too.
Okay.
I will too.
Nice.
So you're fourth. You're almost on the podium.
The four hole. There we
this
go.
Is big.
Hey.
Last time we talked to you, it's been a little while. This will date it. You were about to get married, I believe.
Yeah.
And the two thing you wanted two specific things at your wedding. You were in the negotiational phase at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted a cigar bar, and you wanted no one to sit down for dinner, I think it was.
Yeah.
Is that the two
things?
That's
it.
Did you properly get those worked into the deal?
Absolutely. It was incredible.
Oh, nice. Attaboy.
Look at you.
Oh, we had a great wedding. It was awesome. Weather was good. I'm a sweater. So I was like, we were in Florida, yep. and I'm yep. like, you know, it could be 80 or it could be 50. Got a little overcast. You know, I was nervous, thinking I was just going to be, like, shaking up there, and it was awesome. Turned out perfect.
Good for you.
Did you guys have DJ or band?
Band. I think a little bit of both. Like, the band played, take a break.
A little break.
DJ. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really good.
Favorite ballpark to play in on the road?
Favorite ballpark on the road? I love going to Wrigley. I think it's cool just how close everything feels. You know, older ballpark. I like Denver, too. Just, I guess that's, you know, just grew up watching them. Haven't been to Yankee Stadium or Fenway yet, so I feel like I got to go see those before I really make a choice.
The new schedule, I guess. You'll check those off sooner than
you'll see it, yeah.
I think we go to New York this year, and then maybe maybe not Fenway, though. I think they come here. But
road fans who chirp you the most, give you the toughest time in right field.
When I played left last year, San Francisco
really
ripped me a new one. And when I was with the Cardinals, I wore 35 and Thomas. So I played left field. I was hitting like a .150. And they're like, you know, you're going to come in here hitting 150 wearing that number with that last name because of Frank Thomas. So I just got ripped that whole series. I had like no home run. You know, they're like,
yeah.
Can't even hit a homer with that number
it's
on.
Like a
you
very
know?
Specific
yeah.
chirp. Do
yeah.
you guys hear everything or not really?
Not really. I just feel like I don't hear it unless the same guy is just consistent.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one, you know.
Do you respect that guy or hate him? Like, I would hate him.
A little bit of both. It's okay. Like, you know, I can't really tell him to shut up, but shut up in
right.
my head.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, hopefully he just dwindles down.
You could tell him, I think.
Yeah, I could. I
mean, LeBron James gets him kicked out. Like, he goes and finds someone and brings
which,
him over.
You know, I don't like that. I'm like,
yeah. I don't
you know,
like
unless,
it
he's, unless he's saying something, like, terrible where right. he needs to go or he's like the kids are crying, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but like a dude chirping you, I think that's like part of it, right? I
mean, yeah, for sure.
Because
Philly's rough.
Yeah.
You know,
like you're in the show, dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Favorite look attire wise, jersey combo you guys wear?
Jersey. I love the navy on the road. I don't know if we ever wear it. We wear it sometimes at home.
Navy's my favorite.
And then I've never worn this jersey, but did we used to have one with like some stars and stripes and like a different
yeah,
W
like a
and white.
Fourth of July look.
I love it. I love that look. I'm super patriotic. So anything red, white, and blue, all that stuff's cool to me.
Well, you have to play a baseball game now.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You have to go like back down to like the baseball area
oh,
instead
yeah.
of up here with us
yeah.
peasants.
Yep, exactly.
Or you could just stay up here and tweet like an expert. That's weird.
yeah. Like, pretend you know what you're talking
that
about.
That was an exactly. unacceptable take, Lane. Thank you very much for stopping by.
No problem.
Really
thank you guys
you
for having me. Absolutely.
One of the hottest hitters in baseball, Lane Thomas on Grant and Danny. The NFL's changing the kickoff rule. We'll get into that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, highly frustrating. It's very frustrating. But look, I don't make the rules. And so that's a new rule, then we'll live by the new rule. We'll find a way to adjust, adapt, and still get what we want. You know, that's what you got to do. But, you know, I hate that we continue to take away from the game. That's what really worries me. You know, we continue to bleed this league. You know, if we're not careful, it won't replenish at one point. But listen, it's the rules, and we'll make do and we'll adjust.
That's the voice of Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, the latest coach to come out against the NFL's decision to change the kickoff rules yet again. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, at Nationals Park on a perfect, just gorgeous Thursday. They just opened the gates. Fans are streaming in by the dozens right now, past our setup here. And I don't know if there's a giveaway or what, but people were all running initially. I thought that was interesting.
I think they're just excited to be in the yard.
That might be the case.
I think that's all it is.
Get in here for batting practice and try to get yourself a ball. People were kind of sprinting past us, which was cool. But they just opened the gates. So if you're coming out to Nats Park, we are set up in the left field concourse, sections 106 and 107. Lane Thomas just stopped by. If you missed our interview with him, you can grab the podcast when we are done at thefandc.com or grantanddanny.com/audio. Really cool of him, 90 minutes before game time, to walk up the steps from the clubhouse to come hang out with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, incredibly nice. I might have told the folks who asked me to do that, I have to play a Major League Baseball game today. I'm not talking to those pudgy dolts. No, thank you. We can do a phoner at some other time.
I guess when you're hitting 340 in your last 20 games and you're fourth in the league in home runs in May, maybe you take some of that positive press when it comes your way.
He's just been scalding.
Yeah, he's been really good. But I want to get into this kickoff rule change because I am, frankly, I'm fixated on this lately. I hate the decision. I hate this idea. I hate the change. But now what I am officially zoning in on is how much the coaches despise it. I read yesterday that 32 out of 32 special teams coordinators got together and agreed to approach the league and say, please don't do this. That basically every single special teams coach in the NFL asked the NFL not to make this change on kickoffs, and the league did it anyway. And I don't remember a time, you just heard Dan Campbell coming in there at the press conference he did at OTAs, coming out against this. Andy Reid of the Chiefs, will play the clip in a second, did the exact same thing a couple days ago. I don't remember a time when coaches were this comfortable coming out to go against an NFL rule change. It's very obvious. People are angry about this in football circles.
Yeah, so the specifics of the rule in question here. A kickoff happens. Anybody inside the 25-yard line, fair catches the kickoff. They just get the ball at the 25. So any strategy that was left having to do with kickoffs is almost eliminated, with the exception of like a squib kick that's going to bounce in a funky way or whatever. So if it's in the air, anybody catches it, it's ball at the 25, period, end of story. And you've already taken away most of the excitement, most of the potential for kickoffs, especially now that kickers have stronger legs. And it used to be when, you know, was it the 30, nobody could do a touchback. Now everybody does a huge percentage of the time. And, you know, the excitement part of that play is over. And the NFL is now making it less exciting. So they've told you with their actions, talking about the league here, what their priorities are. So we thought at one point it was what Roger Goodell said about extra points, which is, if a play's not exciting, we need to make it exciting, right? I'm paraphrasing. But that was the idea, where people would go get a beer, would go to the bathroom, would, you know, get a sandwich after the touchdown, because you have touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial, and you had several minutes, you know, of non-watching. The NFL said, we can't have that. So they tried to make the extra point more exciting by making it more challenging. We thought that was the priority. The number one priority, and they're going to put it under the guise of safety, they don't really care about safety. They care about not getting sued later on down the line. And if someone's done an economic analysis of it, and they're trying to figure out, you know, the best way to eliminate something that, you know, only happens once every 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games, which is something changed dramatically by a big kickoff return. They are eliminating the excitement of that play. So their paradigm previously was plays have to be exciting. They're making this one less exciting and kind of giving away the business there.
Less than 20 years ago, 95% of kickoffs in the NFL were returned. This coming season, the projection with this rule change now is that it could be under 30%. We've gone from 95% to about 30% is the expectation of kickoffs to be returned. You have rendered this play, this exciting, interesting play that we care about, utterly irrelevant. NFL owners, this Tuesday, approved this rule change. kickoffs, as Danny said. Anything caught inside the 25, placed on the 25. So what you had was, the strategy you speak to, the pooch kick. I'll have it come down at the 20, and you run forward, and I'm still going to try to pin you with air hang time, you know, around the 25, or I'll have it land at the 10, and you're not going to get back to the 25. And I need my kicker to keep the ball in a certain area of the field so that it doesn't risk bounding out of bounds. Like, all of those interesting things that made a watered-down, less significant, not that interesting play over the last couple of years, still moderately relevant, are going to go away. The impetus for the change is obvious. Concussions.
Yep.
Injuries, right? There are collisions. Nearly twice as many last year, 19, as there were in 2020, 10. And so this is on kick returns. Now, the concussions are almost never, according to a study, of the actual return man. I heard JP bring up with B. Mitch and Finley, JP Finley the other day, there was only one return man who had a concussion, I think it was last year, in football. This isn't really to save the return man. This is about the collisions of the people that are flying down there on a mission to make the tackle,
yep,
and the people that are sitting ducks waiting to get in the way of those people and those collisions, right? That's the whole goal here, is to get rid of those collisions. So yet again, after twice as many concussions this past year, 19, from 10 in 2020, they're panicking. They're trying to CYA. They're covering their own butts, and they're going, we got to get rid of this play. We got to get rid of concussions. My frustration here is you can have your cake and eat it too. You can still lower concussions, make this play safer, get rid of the collisions, and still have an exciting play. The XFL has solved your problem. They have kick returns on almost every kick. They penalize touchbacks. They penalize short kicks. You have to kick within kind of a 20-yard window and land the ball a la tennis in the square, you know what I'm saying? And in the XFL, the return man catches the ball flat-footed. They can get a full head of steam if they want to on the run. But the difference is the return team blockers and the coverage team would-be tacklers are lined up 5 yards from each other down toward where the ball is caught. At, like, I don't know the specifics. I'd have to look it up, and I will during the break. But I think it's around like the 25 or the 30-yard line. The ball is caught around the goal line or the 10. These you know, the two teams are lined up 5 yards apart around the 20-25, and then they one-on-one block, and the return happens. Sometimes the play gets broken for a big return. Sometimes a nice tackle is made. You still get some wallops and some big hits. But the whole point is, look at the XFL. It's proven that the concussions are down. There aren't the you're not running 50 yards full head of steam to blow someone up. They have solved the problem for you, and the NFL is refusing to acknowledge that.
And it's a bit hyperbolic what Dan Campbell is talking about, but it's also not the craziest thing in the world. So if you're basically going, the rate of concussions is higher on returns than it is on any other play. So then if, let's say you work on that, and then you go, okay, what's the next highest rate of concussion plays? Well, it would probably be running plays in the league, right, where you have two linemen that are chipping away at each other, instant direct contact, pushing in position of force on each other, and those have now kind of proven that that's where we end up with more CTE, more concussions. So now are we getting rid of running plays? Are we getting rid of plays where there are, you know, hits of if the person making the tackle has taken more than four or five steps because those are the most jarring blows that result in injuries? Are we getting rid of those? Where does the line go for people to be able to say, hey, it's still football? Being concerned with safety is a very noble goal and very reasonable, wanting people's health and livelihoods to be protected. But hiding behind this and still doing some of the other stuff, to me, is the part I can't get past.
I think it's hypocritical. The change is bad, and it doesn't fix the problem. Mm. Sports Illustrated has this stat. I thought this was amazing. 99.3% of kickoffs last season were concussion-free. 99.3%. Of the 19 concussions on that play, 11 of them were on plays where the returner brought the ball out of the end zone. I don't know why that's more likely for concussions, but 11 of those 19 plays on plays brought out of the end zone, this new rule doesn't even affect that. This new rule, you can still bring the ball out of the end zone, and players may well do that, and that was the majority of the concussions on kickoffs last year. Roger Goodell says, the quote that I saw from him, the data is very clear about the higher rate of injury on that play. And my point is, Roger, we've got a way to do it. The XFL is the testing ground. People like it. Fans loved it. What don't you see about that? I want to know what you guys think, though. 800-636-1067. Are you okay with the new rule of a fair catch inside the 25, ball comes out to the 25? And do you think it's an issue that so many coaches don't want this and the league did it anyway? Or, a la the commissioner of baseball and the pitch clock, Rob Manfred, when a lot of people in baseball push back and it's been a win, should it not really matter what the coaches in football want for the betterment of the game and the health and safety of the game? We're Grant and Danny at Nats Park on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know. We'll have to go through all that. My thing is, where does it stop, right? So you start taking pieces, and, you know, we'll see how this goes. But you don't want to take too many pieces away. You'd be playing flag football.
Andy Reid with the kind of the old guy, tough guy, when do we start just handing out flags around here take on what they're doing on the kickoff. But coaches are angry. And I understand it. Kickoffs in 2005 were returned 91% of the time. 10 years ago, over 80% of the time. And this year, about 30% of kickoffs are going to be returned. My childhood, what I remember watching games, so many of my fondest great memories, and we were lucky here to have this iconic legendary return man named Brian Mitchell.
Yes.
What's he doing these days? Where is Brian?
You can find him somewhere.
Curious about that. But you know, we were very lucky. We had a great return man. But I remember being in the side yard playing with my brothers and friends when we would get together and have a football game. You would start off, you wouldn't do a kickoff because you couldn't kick it high enough to do a nice return. You would throw the ball real high in the air across the length of the
field.
It would be kind of end over end. And then you would, it was so fun to return the kick. And they are slowly but surely ripping that out of the game. And it does bother me because I think they can get what they want and not take our thing away. If there was no way to safely have kickoffs, I'm not some Neanderthal, you know, who's screaming about the fact that I don't care about concussions. That's not what I'm doing, Danny. But I believe, and the XFL has proven this, you get what you want, give me what I want. I want returns. I want action. I want excitement. I want the chance of a tutty, a major tutty, a portly mascot with a pillow in his belly on every single return, man. and you get less concussions. Ready, break.
So it's always funny how, you know, we're both ticked off, but for different things. For me, I just can't be lied to. I can't deal with a bot. If you want to take kickoffs away, I don't like it, but whatever, I'll deal with it. But you can't pretend to me that it's about safety and then play Thursdays and then have short rest and, you know, still allow the things to go on that you do. When you tell me it's under the guise of safety, I'm going to be irritated, DC City Council, when you add a bunch of speed cameras because you need money because there's a budget shortfall. I can't do that. So to me, you can't prattle on and on about safety and about how important that is to you and then do things on the other hand.
Andrew's in Stafford. Andrew, what do you make of every fair catch inside the 25 coming out to the 25?
It's ridiculous. I mean, just if you don't want people to return kicks, then just say there's no kickoffs after touchdowns. Everybody starts at the 20 or 25 or whatever and go from there.
Right.
You know, but I really think that they're missing out because, like you said, XFL has done it. It should be an exciting play. It should be a play where you basically give the guy the ball, one of the most athletic guys on the team, the ball, and say, make something happen. Every fan wants to watch that, and they're taking it away.
The Goodell energy? Thank you for the call, Andrew. Where's the energy of, hey, the extra point's not exciting enough, we're moving the ball back to
my first point,
the 18, right? You already have shown that you're willing to do this when plays are not worth our time. You're now making the kickoff not worth our time. Paul is in D.C. What's up, Paul?
I agree with you guys, man. They've just been arrogant at this point. They should use the XFL model. It's exciting, it's fun, and it's safe. But at the end of the day, with Andy Reid saying, I don't necessarily think that he's trying to be a tough man. What he is saying is that at some point, it's going to stop being football and it's going to stop being like softball, because I'm really getting disinterested in this, because when we look back at the exciting plays, like you said, it's those.
I think we lost
you. Oh, we lost you. Yeah, I know it's easy to poke fun at Andy Reid for that, but I really do believe there's an argument to be made there. Let's look at the next most concussion or injury-ridden plays, and then the next most, and then you start stripping things away, and what do you have?
Yeah, I understand Andy Reid's larger concern, which is, okay, you are ruining a play for the in the name of safety. We've done that, by the way, to keep receivers from getting crushed and all these other things. But in this case, you're basically opting against having the play altogether in the ways that we're talking about.
Right.
You can have the play, and it can be more safe. They're saying, no, let's just not. But the first caller's on to something. If this is the way forward, then, if 30% of kickoffs are going to be returned and we're just watching as people put their hands out or now just call for a fair catch at the 9-yard line and the ball comes out to the 25, then just get rid of it altogether. Let's just save some time, let's skip the charade, and let's just go first and 10 from the 25 on every drive. Why not? That's how it's got to be, I think. Top of the hour, as soon as we return, right here from Nats Park on Grant and Danny, we'll give out tickets. We're going to give a pair of tickets to go see Bert Kreischer. We're going to do that next, and we got to get into the Wizards making a big hire. They've got a new president of basketball operations. Are they going to be able to actually rebuild and hit detonate? You're listening to The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.